Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Dukes and Bell. We are still attempting to get Eric to tell his son, you cannot do this. You cannot name your dog Jefferson Davis. Okay? Son, I know you love this puppy.
You
cannot do this.
Little Noah in there, and there's his dog. I'm telling you, man. I mean, it makes me laugh out loud. We'll maybe we get Noah. Next time we have Noah here on a remote, we'll have to explain the significance of this and give a little history lesson because, yeah, that's going to be awkward. Anyway, by the way, I was going to name Bale Ike, my dog. I was going to name him Biscuit. You know, I was looking I had an old dog named Biscuit back in the day, and but it was Ike because that was the name the breeder gave it, and Ike's my father-in-law.
Okay.
It is funny though when you have your father-in-law over and the dog is like Ike, and you yell Ike, no, and your father-in-law turns around, what I do? What's wrong? But anyway, so yeah, you stick with it, and you had your Mikey, Squidbilly. What's your puppy's name, by the way? Because I mean, it's something you know you're pretty much stuck with.
I didn't name my dog.
Oh, this can't be good.
So the dog's radio name is Sprinkles because Randy Cross gave it that we protect her.
Okay.
Her real name is Lola. So
does she answer to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Sprinkles. She doesn't go by the radio name.
Gotcha.
But she does answer to Lola.
I mean, other than the Kinks song, which I probably didn't mean anything to any millennial these days about
it was better than
a woman or person making a transition.
And I can say this because I don't think she's listening. When we were coming up with names, because that dog is supposed to be my wife's dog, although it's pretty much mine. Some of the names she came up with, I mean, Jefferson Maxwell Davis would have been an improvement. So,
I mean, this is something like a sitcom, you know what I mean? Like, take a sitcom today.
It is.
You know, where you can have an African-American family and the little child decides he's really stuck on the name Jefferson Davis for the dog. We call Tyler Perry's people. Like, we have a script, Carl.
So you already got a Halloween costume for it.
Let's get to the NFL Blitz!
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, you saw me transition. NFL Blitz brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. All right, guys. Chris, we get it. We understand. We understand. It's a strikeout. We get it. All right.
This seems like a Key and Peele bit, or it really is. It's more of like a Dave Chappelle kind of territory we've crossed over to with Eric's dog.
There's nothing bigger than these divisional playoffs this weekend, guys. And I'd love to tell you all the winners because Mike then would be very happy. His 14 parlay.
I got some consumer news, which I'm not exactly excited about right now, which
What's that?
Guys can use. Earlier today, our old friend Lindsay, who used to work covering the Falcons, Lindsay Theory, reporting that apparently Andrew Whitworth and the other offensive lineman, is Whitworth and safety Taylor Rapp, will be out, I should say. So Whitworth, the big 40-year-old who's been around forever, he is going to be out. The left tackle, the guy protecting Matthew Stafford's blind side, going up against a defense that is healthier than it was when they got beat by 10 points in L.A. in Week 3, talking about the Bucs. So now I'm a little concerned.
All right, so whose injuries are more significant? Is it Tom Brady's injuries on the offensive line?
Neither one of these guys move in the pocket. Stafford and Brady, I mean, obviously Stafford's younger, but Stafford, you know, and Brady are both stationary targets.
Yeah, I would tell you that to me is that's even.
Wirfs for what he is on that offensive line,
right,
and Whitworth what he is on the Rams offensive line, I would tell you that they cross each other out.
Kind of, yeah.
I kind of see it that way. But if you think that the other injury, and I think it's his center I'm talking
correct
about for Tom Brady.
Jensen,
to me, that's a bigger deal, Mike. Now you're talking about exchanging delivery of the ball.
Right.
That, to me, is still a bigger deal. I'm still going to ride with the Rams, even though Whitworth is not 100% or not going to play.
Right.
I just think the Rams' defense is going to be there. Either way, guys, as we look at these games, hey, let's hear from some of the guys, including Sean McVay. Now, this is the soundbite you were talking about where McVay was asked about Tom Brady. I want you to hear this, but then he was also asked about how to slow Tom Brady down.
Yeah, I mean, he's got so much experience. He's so smart. You know, he's so twitchy in his upper half and speed it up. He recognizes exactly what's going on. And so I think, you know, the best way is try to influence and affect, move him off his spot, be able to win with your rushes. Easier said than done. It's why he's the most successful quarterback of all time.
It is. I mean, it's easier said. Everybody goes into the same Tom Brady game plan.
Right.
But yet these teams can't pull it off. You know, why is that? Every year, it hasn't changed, Mike, since probably the mid-2000s. Oh, you just got to get pressure up the middle on it.
Right.
Okay, well, then why can't everybody do it?
Well, I mean, I think you look at teams that have beaten Brady. You also have to have it. I mean, you can do it scheme-wise, but it also helps if you've got down linemen or edge rushers who actually get there without blitzing. That's why the Giants could do it. They had guys that could get there without blitzing. NASCAR package, they used to call it. Remember that back
that's
in the
right
day? Initially, it was Michael Strahan, and then later it was OC and all those guys, Jason Pierre-Paul and the second Super Bowl team. And, of course, the Saints do it because they've got two guys. They've had some really good pass rush. You know, Cam Jordan's been eating our lunch for, 12 years, I should say. So maybe the problem is I already made the phone call. Money's in.
Hey,
action's in. The
action
is in.
Don't sweat it.
So, but I did tease it down. I've got L.A. Getting it's a 3.5. So I'm nervous. Anyway.
What was it? It was 4?
It was, the actual line is Bucks -3.
That's right. That's right. -3. Here's McVay talking about Aaron Donald. How much does Aaron Donald and that defense get after Brady? Here's Sean McVay.
I think it's tremendous respect, but not fear. I think you're talking about two of the best at what they do with Aaron and Tom. And so as a competitor, you know, he is a great, phenomenal player. We have tremendous respect for him, but we're going to have the expectation and anticipation that we're preparing to try to go win this game. And so we know what a great challenge it's going to be. We've got to have a great week of work and then go play to the best of our ability and let the chips fall where they may.
Mike, what do you rate Sean McVay? Now, he's already been to a Super Bowl.
Right.
And now you could say he took a team with a lesser quarterback to a Super Bowl. Now, they didn't do anything in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, terrible game here in Atlanta.
It was. But he's a young coach. He was young when they hired him. He's still considered to be a young guy in this business.
Right.
And here his team is, again, on the cusp of maybe getting back to an NFC Championship game. If Sean McVay gets the Rams back to a Super Bowl, what do we say about Sean McVay and his long-term viability? A lot of people said, oh, it won't work. It'll be a couple of years.
Right.
He'll be done. Takes a team to the Super Bowl, they retool, and now they have a chance to get back to the NFC Championship.
Kind of like Dick Vermeil when he was younger. You know, Dick Vermeil with the Eagles, not Dick Vermeil later with the Rams or Kansas City. But, you know, a young guy, so intense, you know, the energy and the rap and talking like. I think that as long as Les Snead can find a way to keep making these things work money-wise, he can still, every other year, they'll be able to be competitive. But to, not that Matthew Stafford was a reclamation project, but to change the perception of Matthew Stafford as a playoff-winning quarterback and now maybe find a way to get to the NFC Championship. Beating Tom Brady would be a huge resume builder. But, yeah, man, you're right. That Super Bowl was so anticlimactic. And remember, the Rams won by virtue of a strange pass interference no-call against the Saints. Not that they were, you know, the accidental NFC champion, but still, this one can maybe a little more validation.
Let's hear from Josh Allen because he's looking forward to taking on the Chiefs on this divisional round weekend.
Again, I wouldn't trade our guys for anybody. So, I respect our team and I appreciate everybody in our team. We're a team that works really hard in practice and we've been playing really good football as of late. And now we got a good opportunity to go out there on Sunday, play against a really good Chiefs team that have been really the top dog in the AFC for the last few years. And, you know, we're looking forward to an opportunity.
Kansas City, by the way, a 1.5-point favorite at home. Typical Kansas City weather, so it won't be none of these games, with the exception of Tampa, obviously going to be too warm. You like Josh Allen and the Bills to get over the hump because of the confidence they take from beating New England?
I do, man. I just think, you know, here's the thing. Usually in the NFL, Mike, you play that well,
right,
and then you have a letdown. There's no, it's weird. You don't come back the next week and score seven consecutive times or five possessions where you don't punt or something like that. That's crazy. I do like the Bills, but it's hard for me to say the Chiefs are going to lose at home, and I do like the way the Chiefs defense has been playing. I think the Chiefs are on point to get back to another Super Bowl. I really do. And, you know, whether it's going to be Tampa or it's going to be Green Bay, I think we're going to see the Chiefs back in the Super Bowl, but it's hard for me to pick against them at home.
But we talked about it yesterday with CBS Sports' Eye and Eagle, and we all agreed that, you know, if you go back and look at the course, like the roller coaster of the season, Kansas City had some real clunkers where Mahomes was throwing too many picks. Buffalo lost to Jacksonville.
Yep.
There were some games where, you know, Josh, and see, the thing is, Josh Allen has got to prove that he can give you four quarters of good decision-making and not, Carl, try to force it. You know what I mean? The way, like, Kyler Murray showed his tookus, you know, the other night.
That's
on
right.
Monday night. Josh Allen, the only thing about Josh Allen is he does sometimes, instead of throwing it away, punt and live to play, he gives up a big turnover. So that would be the concern. Mahomes, when teams were losing, Mahomes was pressing. Even, Matt, you know, Patrick Mahomes will do that too. But Buffalo's got a really good defense. I'll say this. These are freaking four fantastic football games.
They are.
And it's hard to see any of these not going down to the wire. And if you don't like these games, you're not American, Carl. I'll tell you this.
What about the 49ers going up and playing Green Bay in the cold? Kyle Shanahan talked about that as this weather. Listen, both teams are going to have to play in it, but this is why Green Bay has home field advantage.
Prepare to dress warm and prepare to get your mind right. And if you do, then it's usually not a factor. I think we'll be all right. You know, I don't do well in cold, but I'll be all right in a football game. And I think everyone else will be the same.
Yeah, it's hard, man, when these teams, and it's not necessarily Green Bay cold in San Francisco, but it can get chilly, but not like this.
No, not like this. I mean, they always joke around. Was it Robert Frost said the coldest day was a summer afternoon in San Francisco or something?
Yeah.
Because the fog rolls in. There you go. Sweet, but there's a reference you're not going to hear anywhere else. the 49ers in Green Bay, 8:15 kickoff temperature, they're expecting to be around 12.
That's cold.
That's cold.
Yeah.
19 for the high tomorrow during the day while the sun is up.
Oh, brutal.
And maybe below freezing by kickoff.
Sure. It is what it is. Kyle's right. Get your mind right, and you try to do that. I've talked to guys over the years, Mike, and they all talk about once the game starts, it's not as bad because you're focused on the game.
Right.
And I'm like, bro, you're still cold. You can't tell me that you. And they're like, yeah, you're cold, but as soon as you come to the sideline, they're getting the big winter fur coats on, and they got the heaters on. So you get to, you know, the
adrenaline starts pumping.
Yeah,
right.
And this in between before you have to get back on the field. But you're human, Mike. I don't care who you are. 12 is cold.
Well, maybe you take a cue from Bart Scott and you pop that little blue pill. Get that blood flowing. Hopefully you're wearing a large jock strap. But anyway, let's see how that one goes. I asked you earlier, I'll ask you again. Do you trust Jimmy Garoppolo? He's got a bad shoulder. He's also got a bad thumb, which maybe that's the excuse for the terrible throw that he threw for the pick, which kept the Cowboys in the game late.
All right, here's the narrative. Garoppolo not playing well. Here comes Trey Lance and leads the 49ers to victory. No.
It's a bit much to ask.
No.
Shanahan.
Nope.
Look, Shanahan is going to, you know, he's going to be using Debo in the backfield, all the weapons. You know, it's a great chess match. Packers defense is healthier, too, by the way.
It is. But, Mike, I'm not worried about Garoppolo if they can run the ball. If you're telling me Garoppolo's got to throw it 55 times, that's an L. That's an L. So that's what I would tell you is there has to be some balance there in that football game. Hey, man, let's hear from Matt LaFleur, or check that, Aaron Rodgers, Chris, talking about this 49er game this weekend.
You know, they're well coached on both sides of the ball. I'm sure they'll be ready for a lot of stuff that we're trying to do. It just comes down to execution in those moments. I think there were some opportunities for those guys the other night, but comes down to execution, and the Cowboys didn't execute. The Niners defense did, kept them out of the end zone for much of that game. And coming to Lambeau on our field and our weather, you know, we feel good about the product we put on the field, and we got to go out and execute one more time.
Yeah, I mentioned the Cowboys didn't execute, as in my old coach Mike McCarthy.
Yes,
didn't
he did.
Execute.
He did. Got a
49ers
shot. Threw a shot. Are you cheering for him, though? Are you cheering for Aaron to get back to the Super Bowl?
I don't know, man. You know, the dude, it would be strange that Eli Manning would have two Super Bowl rings and Aaron Rodgers would only have one. You know what I mean? Just the legacy, the bookends. You know, the bookends the Braves always wanted with those great teams in the 90s and such. I want to see that guy back in the Super Bowl. He moves the meter. He still does amazing stuff. And by the way, I like Matt LaFleur. Don't you wish we just made him the OC in 17?
Hindsight's 2020.
I thought we were nervous to start the game.
Too young.
We were nervous. Hey, by the way, Dak was fined $25,000 for his comments after the game against the 49ers. Mike, he apologized. That was for the fans throwing stuff at the refs and all
right,
that.
Right.
But $25,000, he was fine.
Yeah, I mean, he was upset. He was frustrated. And I don't think it's a federal case. Just like Bruce Arians slapping a guy in the noggin. It is what it is.
John Collins, guys, stop by the show to talk about the Hawks, where he is, and where this team is going. You'll hear what he said coming up on Dukes and Bell. Talk to our man, John Collins. It's been a minute since we've chopped it up with him. He's off to a great start. JC, brother, what's going on with you, man? How you feeling? Congratulations on last night's win.
Appreciate it, man. Happy for you guys to have me back on. I'm doing well. Just, you know, trying to rest a little bit, get ready for tomorrow.
Now, you're our guy, John, so we need some answers. I hope you can help us today.
We got like 20 questions, right?
You're our dude.
I'll try.
All right. So my first question is leadership. Because of our struggles, and I know I've seen some of the things you've said, whether it's been, you know, podcast or publicly, and you've tried to answer this stuff. But answer for Mike and I and our listeners, man. Leadership. How does that look on this team for you, and where does it come from?
Well, you know, it comes from, you know, how does it look, right? You know, it looks different in a lot of ways when it comes to, you know, vocally, you know, when it comes to trying to lead somebody, you know, with what you say and trying to, you know, encourage them or try to, you know, enlighten them with, you know, information on just, you know, getting better at the game, you know, working hard, you know, your approach to taking care of your body, your diet, like, you know, all that stuff, you know, and how you, you know, let that be shown to your teammates and to the organization, you know, that has something to do with leadership and, you know, as well as on this team. You know, I feel like it definitely comes from myself, you know, being the longest tenure player here. You know, Lou, definitely been a big guy that we've all looked forward to, obviously Coach Mack as well, you know, obviously. But, you know, I feel like from the player's perspective, Trey as well, trying to take the next steps to become the leader that we need him to be, we want him to be. So, you know, not to say, you know, we're perfect, but, you know, we have some leadership. You know, this is just a tough league. You know, it's tough to be a leader in this league and to lead men. So you can't be too high, can't be too low. You know, really just trying to be consistent. And that's how I try to lead.
I know it's a young team by NBA standards, one of the youngest teams in the league. I mean, you mentioned Lou. Was a guy like Solo one of those dudes? Like, you young bucks got to quit screwing around. I mean, what was that like? When you do get somebody, an older player, I mean, what is it? Just getting, hey, man, you got to do this, you got to do that.
Yeah, I mean, Solo was a real, real influential part of our team, big-time leader. You know, the entire organization is very sad to see him drop and, you know, obviously not be around the team as much as he was. I feel like that definitely hurt us a little bit. But all of those things and factors combine into us having an ecosystem of leaders, right? You know, it's not really relying on one guy, you know, not to be cliche cheesy. It takes a village
or yeah.
in this sense, it takes a team, right? A team of guys, you know, following leaders and following what, you know, the guys or instructions, you know, things that are given to them to help them, you know, following that and the leaders and vets and whoever's in those positions of leadership, trying to just, like I said, again, continue to put on a good example. So it's a season long battle.
John Collins, our guest, JC here with us on Dukes and Bell. All right, I hear stuff, all right, and it's all rumor and crap to me, but I have to ask the question about you and Trey and your relationship. Is that a function of this leadership structure that you're talking about? Is it just two guys wanting to win? How would you describe your relationship with Trey?
Man, it's a lot, you know what I mean? It's a lot to encompass. You know, we've been together for so long, you know, you know, I feel like a lot of people just see our relationship on the court, you know, and see how well we play together and assume the best. And I feel like they have, you know, not the you know, we're not best friends, you know, by any standards, but, you know, we're friends, we're brothers in a different sense where, you know what I mean? It's a different sense of camaraderie and togetherness that we've had, you know, the battles, the, you know, growing as men, as young kids coming into this league. So, you know, I feel like me and him have seen a lot of the same things together and been able to grow through that. And as you guys know, when you've been put into situations, you know, put into the pressure cooker with certain people, you come out with different bonds and different relationships with those guys. So, you know, let it be the play on the court that shows you sort of I guess, the finished product. But it's a lot of hard work that goes into, you know, us knowing each other on and off the court and us building a relationship. You know what I mean? So, as I said, this league isn't easy. And, you know, we've had a lot of talks and we've, you know, trying to just, you know, become better players and become better teammates with each other. So, you know what I mean? Ice is my guy, so we just got to keep it moving, keep it pushing, really.
It is John Collins, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. We talked a lot about it. I know you mentioned it. For what you're getting paid, not to put your business out there, I mean, you should be a guy that maybe should have some plays designed for you other than just, like, cleaning up the glass. I know your rebounding has really been up to, since you started talking about how this team's got to get it together. But, I mean, is that something that you still talk to Nate about? I mean, and I don't think it's out of bounds to ask for those things.
Yeah, you know, it's not necessarily something I'm always going to him and asking, but, you know, it's definitely something we've had conversations about or trying to figure out ways to efficiently and, you know, add, you know, the right spots or the right touches in the right areas just to be efficient for, you know, myself, right, to get the most out of myself, but just to get the most out of the team content for us just to win. So, yeah, like, as I said before, we've definitely had those conversations and, you know, obviously I'm going to continue to work on my game, continue to just be a smart player. But, yeah, man, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, for us to be a great team, I want to be able to be used in the best way for us to win. You know what I mean? I feel like that's just a competitor in me. I feel like Nate understands that as well. And, you know, he has a full plate on his table, trying to help everybody, you know, get what they get. But, you know what I mean? You know, I feel like as one of the leaders of this team and one of the guys going forward, you know, that's just 100%, 100,000 bought into the city of Atlanta and to the Hawks, you know, I definitely felt that way as well. So, definitely something we're still working on, you know what I mean? But as long as we keep winning, I feel like that's the biggest, you know, biggest overhaul of what needs to, you know, go down, getting them Ws.
Dubs is what it's about. It's our guy, John Collins, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. All right, bro, help me with this. Has the defensive approach changed from last year? What's the deal with our defense? Like, you know, early on in games, it seems like sometimes we're lackadaisical and then we wake up. Can you explain that? Like, what's the change from the defensive philosophy from where we were at the end of the season and then where we are now?
You know, man, everybody likes to make it more than what it is, man. This is a hard league. You know, guys, this is the best league in the world. I'm not saying the defensive mentality hasn't changed. The league has gotten better. The league has gotten more competitive, as well as we have shown our cards in a sense that we've gotten to the, you know, postseason and made a postseason run, and we're not that underdog team that guys are just expecting to come in and really run over. Guys are aiming to take us down because they've seen our success and they understand what we're capable of. And I feel like that has a lot of effect on us trying to understand and embrace that. And I feel like that's sort of been a struggle for us. Mentality-wise, man, it's, you know, we're not perfect, man. You know, it's tough to say that, you know, we're going to come out and play with effort and intensity and play 100% every night. It's tough to say that and to come out there and do it every night. It's hard, and that's not an excuse, but, you know, that's where we need to get better at, is just holding ourselves accountable and trying to do that the best we can every night. The mentality hasn't changed, but as you know, injuries and, you know, all of the above, you know, are factors into what makes, you know, our defense not as good as it needs to be. But, you know, as I said, we're together in this, and I feel like we're just going to continue to step it up, man. I mean, there's no excuse for it on any angle. So, like I said, I'm a competitor. My teammates are as well. We're not going to lay down. So right. We're going to figure it out.
John Collins with us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell on the WaitFor.com hotline. The organization said that Reddish wanted out. It wasn't a distraction. Was it a distraction?
Not really, man. You know, I felt like it's just a lot of traffic on that wing spot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like, you know, for Cam to really blossom, I feel like he needed to play more. And, you know, I wish that would have been here, but if it needed to be, you know, on the Knicks or wherever he would have went, I just understand that's part of the business, man. You know, regardless of, you know, it could have been anybody, but, you know, if Cam did ask to leave or whatever, however his situation went, I'm just hoping it's the best for him. But Cam did a great job of being a great pro here, still being the same Cam that we all know and love in the locker room and around us. So he didn't let it, you know, leak into the locker room at all, man. Cam's my guy, great dude. I miss Cam. So I'm hoping he does well, flourishes up in New York.
Bro, what you spending on? What? Come on, man. You got the new deal. We cheered you on for the new deal. You got the new deal. Now, what you go spending on? Come on, just tell us one thing. One thing.
Man, I'm a real, real humble guy, man. I bought the Tesla Plaid, man. That's my
you
recent
like it?
Purchase.
You like it?
I love it, man. That auto drive feature is excelente, man. You know, sitting on the highway, open the Sprite, send a couple text messages out, or you know what I mean. Hit the auto drive, man. It's real relaxing, man. I can definitely say that it's a game changer.
All right, don't make me nervous. See you sitting in the back
seat.
Nah, man. You gotta get in the slow lane. You gotta get in the slow lane. You know, go right at the speed limit, and it's real comfy ride. I'm telling you.
All right, hey, one last. I know we gotta ask you. Nate, obviously, you know he's been there, done that, and you know you can't yell at guys every day because you'll tune them out. That's human nature. Did he give you some extra sauce the other night at halftime when you were down to the Bucks?
Yeah, you know, Nate, as you say, when you say sauce, right? Nate sort of does it how I feel a coach should do it. You know, sometimes if we're, you know what I'm saying, not doing what we're supposed to do, sometimes he'll raise his voice a little bit, tell us what we need to hear. Other times he's more direct. Mm-hmm. You know, he's trying to deliver a message, you know what I mean? So that's sort of the, you know, the game of being a head coach, is, as you said, you know, he probably wants to yell at us more, you know, but, you know, might that always be effective? Might that always be the best way to handle the situation? No. So, you know, as I said, Nate's very situational when it comes to, you know, his tone and how he talks to us. You know, as I said, as a coach who's been there and done that, understands. So, you know, that's part of the journey, too.
Hey, man, that is John Collins from yesterday, and great stuff from JC. We got to get a win tonight. But, Mike, here's the deal. This is what I got from a lot of guys yesterday. They like John. They respect the fact that he speaks up.
Right.
They think he plays well. There are limitations to some of the things that he's able to do. But as I've been saying, he affects the game in so many other ways. Guys, we're going to win a lot with John Collins. I just hope that the rest of the guys and the makeup of this team can come together. Mike, that's DeAndre Hunter staying healthy.
Right.
That's Bogey. That's Gallo. That's all the other stuff. Guys, we hadn't talked about John Collins. John Collins has been consistent and been on the floor.
And he's grabbing rebounds. He's doing all the things that are asked of him. And, again, you guys, there it is from the horse's mouth. I don't think there's anything wrong with a guy who got a $125 million deal, $25 million contract, to say, look, hey, I'm here. You might as well use me in more than simply some pick and roll situations. And let's try to, you know, develop some things. And maybe, how about, you know, when they do mix and match, because when it's rare that you see Lou on the floor with John at the same time. But that's where you could actually maybe, if you don't want to step on Trey's toes, which was kind of like what I read between the lines of some of the things John said, then you get Lou and some of the other point guards if we had – more other point guards involved with John Collins at times.
More on the Hawks coming up. We're going to get to Yeah Man, No Man. Dog Report as well is on the way. The NCAA is ratifying some things. Huh? We're going to tell you about that coming up.
Go whistling past the graveyard.
But Bill Morgan joins us next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, hanging out this afternoon all the way up until 7 o'clock. You heard from John Collins. We're going to talk more about the Hawks coming up. But before we get to that, as well as what's happening with the Dogs and college football, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid-fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan. Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
All right, Bo, what is going on this Friday as we head into the divisional round of the NFL playoffs?
Apparently it's snowing outside.
Is it really?
It said that there were flurries on the weather thing, the little weather channel app.
Might not get back home. See, that's why I brought the Audi.
Yeah. I mean,
see,
your first world problems.
You know.
I'm not driving the Corvette.
I don't drive the Corvette in inclement conditions, okay? It's a rear-wheel drive vehicle. There's no reason to do that.
Hey, man of the people. Man of the people right here. But, no, I've got my – we've got our burner car today.
Yeah. I didn't know. Is it serious snow flurries out there, though? Or
well, that's what the weather thing said, so I don't know if they're actually coming down or not.
All right. Yeah, I don't want to alarm people. What? I've got to get home. You know Atlanta shuts down. It's snow flurries.
By the way, just real quick, I know that it's easy to make fun of, as we did the other day, the weather, local weather team, and they send the folks out to the northern environs, and there's just nothing going on. They had some guy, I guess it was Channel 2 or Fox 5, and he's up there in Gainesville, and Carl, there's really nothing to show. It was like, as you can see, tree branches, there's some pretty good-sized limbs down on the ground, and he literally said, and here comes a car, and you can see the snow accumulation on the car. So that's a news story. A car went by with snow on the roof.
Well,
so there's
their
local Emmy. Congratulations. Well, that was the story of the year.
What's worse is they had them on from 4 a.m. Right. I woke up, they were on, and they went all the way through to the 4 o'clock game or the Dallas right. game. The Dallas Niners right. game that went on. It was like that started. Their pregame started at 4. One other thing I want to hit about life. We were talking about this earlier, and I'm not going to name the actual store, but I'm in the liquor store the other day.
Yeah.
And this girl in front of me bought like 5 or 6 of the airplane bottles, which right. I thought was odd. And she was dressed like she was clearly going out. It was weird.
Was dressed like what?
Like she was going out. She was dressed like she was.
She's sneaking these bottles in somewhere?
Probably.
What are you
she looked. She looked a little.
She could be going on an airplane flight. She's going to drink them on the plane.
Well, that's illegal.
She was.
You can't get
weirdly.
That through TSA.
Nah.
What is she in? Pre-check or the clear? Anyways, so I look at the woman. I'm just trying to make small talk. I put what I'm buying down. I go.
What were you buying?
It doesn't matter. I was buying Hey Man. What are you talking about?
She's apparently some kind of – it's very very conspicuous that this woman bought 7
so,
mini bottles.
Okay, I said, does that happen a lot where someone just buys a bunch of airplane bottles? That's kind of odd. Yeah, happens all the time. $18.99.
That's what the guy said?
That's what the woman said. Nothing bad. Like, nothing. Just gave me nothing. She's like, yeah, happens all the time. Here's your total.
Wow, great customer service, huh?
No kidding. I was like,
can we get some small talk, Mike?
Well, maybe she didn't want to pretend you were Columbo and do Q&A for 10 minutes. She had other people to ring up.
Well, first off, I really didn't care. I was just trying to make small talk, which I hate doing anyways, but I'm trying to be friendly, yes. And she gave me nothing.
Yeah, I hate it when people give me nothing.
Yeah,
I do. I'm with you. I do it all the time.
You know,
I try to make jokes.
All right, let me ask
you
this.
Cashier's line, yeah. You know. Oh, hey, how's it going? You've been working hard?
No. But based on your predisposition to this awkward purchase, if I was online at my liquor store and I bought, let's say, a dozen mini fireballs or something, which I'm going to use on the golf course, would that be weird to you as well?
Well, no, I don't care what you buy online, but
at the liquor store, at the checkout counter, I'm like, I got my bottles, my big,
okay.
Oh, by the way, give me 2 dozen of those little fireballs.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. It was 7:30 at night. She was dressed like she was.
How was she dressed?
Well, she had a long jacket on, but she looked like she was either going to go sit at a bar by herself or she was going
projecting.
To a rave.
She's going to go sit by herself at a bar. Man, you're so mean-spirited.
You know what I mean by that. Don't take it as a. And by the way, I got the response from the woman. It was ridiculous. I bet that woman has a car for when it rains. I mean, those kind of people I don't even associate with.
Yeah, you get the car detailed. It's all waxed and looking good. You don't want to.
Hey, can't leave the garage.
Eric, this cough button doesn't work. I'm trying not to. All right. That's hilarious. Seriously. I'm with you. Just give me something.
So
there's apparently this Jezebel who is inappropriately addressed purchasing 17 minis, which gets
Why did you turn into a Jezebel?
That's my tickle squid.
You have taken a story.
I'm reading between the lines.
Who is this, Dusty now?
this dirty woman buying miniature alcohol to consume it in some unscrupulous manner, Daddy.
She's going to go to the hotel lobby bar.
You should have just asked her. That's what you should have just asked her.
Well, I did not want to talk to anyone. I was just trying to be polite and make small talk, and that's what I get.
Was she attractive?
Nah, not really.
Okay,
nah.
Let me ask you this. Is small talk, do we not do small talk anymore?
Apparently not. That's the whole point of this.
You know, can I say something? I don't know about where you guys live in Metro Atlanta, but if you want to get small talk and good American country values, come on down to Coweta County, Carl.
Come to the South.
Y'all have spoken down here.
Well, I live in Woodstock for a reason, to get nice, friendly people, except for this one woman that works the register, the one place I go buy alcohol.
Now, I will say this. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Yeah Man, No Man, which we've not gotten to at all. Who cares? On a Friday here at Twin Peaks. But I will say this. I've been to the liquor store that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Only because you've shared it with me privately.
Yes.
And I would never betray your trust by telling anybody, whether it's on the radio or otherwise, what liquor store you're talking about. But I've been to that liquor store. And I've had the same experience that you've had.
Yeah.
And I bought some expensive bottles. Not to say what I was buying. But I literally went for one thing that I knew they had. A guy had called and said, hey, almost said the name. This store has it. Go over there. So I went over there. I got it. And I'm trying to make small talk. Hey, you ever had this bourbon, boo? No.
Yeah.
$150. No. I mean, like, come on.
And by the way, I walked out feeling like a blank hole. I felt like a guy that drives a different car for different weather. That's what I felt like. I'm like, I'm just trying to be a nice guy.
I'm just saying. By the way, last time I was at a liquor store, purchased some Hey Man, out of the counter, and the guy who runs the Kedron World of Beverage says, oh, that's your beer. And I go, yeah, we're still chatting. And the lady behind us with her daughter goes, is that your beer? You have your own beer? What's that about?
The daughter or the wife?
The wife, the mother, playing with her hair.
The
she
mother.
Said it, which again is a cue if you're a sexist pig like we are.
Yeah.
So, yes, we start chatting with her about the whole genesis of the beer. And, of course, my standard line is, Dukes and Bell, I'm the that's usually how we do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh my, that's fat. You know what? I'm going to go get a six pack.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know if they enjoyed it or not, but ran back and got the watermelon lime.
Was she,
you didn't stick around to see?
Well, I mean, she was going to pop it right there in the parking lot and start chugging it.
You should have.
Get outside. Our lady, drink it now. Drink it.
I'm just kidding.
The name of the game is Thumper.
Can I defend the cashier for a minute? Because here's the thing, boys.
Oh, here you go.
I've seen Bo out in public, and he looks about as approachable as a piece of plywood. So if we got to be honest and defend the cashier.
You're a little salty.
Wait a minute. Are you saying he's got a resting bee face? What are you trying to say?
I do not. I do not have that face.
What are you saying?
You are a sourpuss.
Guy in the middle of a birthday party with his arms crossed looking like he was at a funeral. I'm telling you, I've seen it.
It was crowded. It's COVID. I didn't want to get too close to people. I was trying to enjoy my drink in peace. All right?
Can I say this?
Wait, sorry if I wasn't breaking a leg for you.
Is he talking about his birthday?
Yeah. He brings this up weekly. He wants everyone to know that he had a birthday. It was months ago. There was a party for it. We went to it.
Chris, if you start planning this already for next year, we'll get you a clown. So, yeah. Can I say this, Bo? You are, to a degree, rather stoic. How about that? You strike a stoic.
And I get that, but I was dropping the stoic, and I was trying to be friendly, all right? I was like, oh, does that happen a lot? Never seen that. 8 mini bottles, that's weird. Happens all the time. $18.99.
Yeah.
Well, you know what happens when the Undertaker goes out in public and tries to be friendly, right? It doesn't go over to him.
And by the way, you got you really opened up after that Hennessy shot at his birthday. I will say that, though.
Yeah, I had a whole conversation with Carl's wife.
This is true.
Yeah, and Carl.
I can attest to this.
Yeah. So, you know, and by the way, tell your friends, when a shot's offered to you, you take the shot offered.
Yeah.
You don't church it up.
You don't negotiate it up.
They did negotiate
it
up.
That's a jive move. The shot, you drink the shot. Real quick story. Just because Squidbilly's already called me an elitist, I can take this story next level. So, just 2 summers back.
I'm driving the other vehicle.
I just thought about something. As Squidbilly was talking about the shot thing, I said, you know, I've got a story here. I can sit on this, but since we're here on a Friday, everyone's having a good time at the bar, this is the most pretentious line I can drop, so I'll just drop it real quick. Carl, a couple summers ago, as you know, we summered in Ibiza in the Mediterranean, and we were staying at the Nobu Hotel, and this is, of course, the Spanish Grand Prix at our weekend in Barcelona.
Yes.
So, as I sat at the bar... and I was with English. There was an English man and his wife, and one of the guys next to us happened to be Formula One driver Lance Stroll.
Oh.
His father is the richest man in Canada. And so Lance is a good-looking guy, but kind of like a dumb blonde, basically. He's a, is that way you describe him, Bo? He's kind of like aloof a little
bit.
Yeah,
he's a rich kid.
He's not done anything either.
Yeah, he's a rich kid.
Yeah. So the English guy like me is a huge Formula One fan. He goes, Lance, because I'm a tremendous fan. I go, can I buy you a shot? And he goes, sure. And he goes, well, what would you like? He goes, Louis Trace.
Stop!
He orders the top shelf, like, in euros, probably €100 shot.
From a guy that he doesn't even know?
From a regular Englishman who happens to be a Formula One fan. And this kid is a Formula One driver making God knows how many millions of dollars.
That's terrible.
And that shows you he's never had real life experiences. And
terrible.
That's why he's a rich kid. And by the way, there was like 7 name drops in 2.5 sentences there.
That's why
almost too many to count.
I knew it was going to go.
I know, it's great.
I presented it as written.
All right, real quick, tailgate at home. I'm going to speed through it. I'm probably going to do my Mississippi pot roast this weekend. The weather's going to be kind of cold. I can only have to put it on the smoker for a couple hours, pull it off, put it in the crock pot, mix it with a few things. It's really good. It pulls apart. It's beautiful. It has smoke flavor when you put it on the smoker for a couple hours before you get the crock pot.
By the way, Sean Camp, our listener, says you can take as many airplane mini bottles as long as you place it in a quart-sized bag.
You can't consume them, though.
On board?
He says you can pack them.
But you cannot consume them.
You got to do it cleverly and sneaky and sort of...
Mike, stop giving people ideas. I saw where an airline had to turn around on a trip to London because some lady didn't want to mask up.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not...
2 hours in.
That's different from ordering a Coke.
Well, how do we know she wasn't...
And pouring the drink in the bottom of the cup.
How do we know she wasn't liquored up from these minis?
I saw where a guy held a French fry in his mouth for 3 hours on a flight, so he didn't put his mask on.
Oh, wow. All right, tailgate at home, man. I'll be honest. You guys follow us. I'm not sure what I'm doing this weekend. It's a celebration. It is my birthday weekend, so I don't know what I'm doing.
What do you get the man who has everything?
I have no idea.
Well,
maybe I'll get another car. Maybe I'll get
one for the snow. All right, guys, we got to get here. Don't forget Buckhead Butcher Shop presents Tug at Home, and also our friends at the Georgia Hemp Company and at GeorgiaHempCompany.com. You can use the code SQUIDBILLY10 for your purchase online. Chris, we got to get out of here. Hit the music.
Oh, it's Friday, man. Hope you're having a great day. We certainly are. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the NCAA and what are they doing now. Mike hates the NCAA. He wishes they would disband right now. And maybe they're on their way to doing that. Also, more on the NFL playoffs. Steve Coonan in the 4 o'clock hour. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road, any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.